The system can't keep up with the condition. Alison Roberts saw firsthand how little is known or understood about PSP as she navigated the NHS and social services with her dad, first to try and get a diagnosis and then to try and get timely care. While Alison's mum became the main carer for her dad, Alison helped coordinate the care he received from professionals. Alison shares their experience in the hope that it may help others. Dad was a very fit and active man. Even at 84, he'd go to the gym 3 times a week and did lots of volunteering. One day, just before lockdown, he couldn't get out of bed and his right arm was weak. We took him to the emergency department where he was diagnosed as having had a mini stroke. He was referred to the stroke clinic, but the appointment was cancelled because we were in lockdown. Several months later, he was seen by a neuro physiotherapist. By this point, Dad's walking wasn't right. He was still going to the gym, but he wasn't steady on his feet. He was told he'd need walking sticks or a rollator. To Dad, that was admitting defeat. He didn't want to go there. He was also aware that his speech was starting to slur and was becoming quite conscious of it. Dad was referred to a geriatrician who said Dad's symptoms might be down to a stroke or it could be something else. He sent Dad for CT and MRI scans. Dad's next referral was to a movement disorder consultant. The movement disorder consultant said it wasn't Parkinson's. He thought it was possibly MSA, but wasn't 100% certain. He referred Dad to another consultant. By the time of the next appointment, Dad's PSP had progressed and he had to be wheeled into the room. Here he was finally told it was PSP. Things went rapidly downhill. I did some research online about the condition. Lots of resources mentioned multidisciplinary care. In my ignorance, I thought we would be given a point of contact who would coordinate Dad's care. It soon became clear this person was me. Dad's GP introduced me to the social prescriber at the surgery. This was really useful. He signposted us to people we should be contacting and told us to apply for attendance allowance to help cover the costs of carers. Following the meeting, I got in touch with Occupational Therapy, OT, for an assessment. They had a 3-month wait, but by this time Dad couldn't walk. In the end, we took him to a mobility aid company to buy him some equipment and a wheelchair. My overriding experience of touring the NHS with Dad is that the system just isn't fast enough to keep up with the disease. Delays in getting a stairlift meant we ended up buying one. Delays in social services meant we ended up paying for carers. Delays in accessing equipment meant we ended up buying it. The best advice I received was from a couple of retired occupational therapists I met in a car park. While trying to find the correct change, we struck up a conversation. They told me to get a book and write everything down. This was so helpful, especially when you're dealing with so many different healthcare professionals and various assessments. Dad felt abandoned by health professionals due to limited treatment options, but he received great care from the local hospice. He sees the palliative care consultant every few months and feels supported by the staff. While Dad didn't have dementia, his personality was changing. He became obsessed with where his wallet was and would have Mum going up and down the stairs to find it. You could see his frustration at not being able to do things himself. Mum lost so much weight, she was drained by the demands of caring for someone with PSP. Over time, I was spending more and more time at their house. Dad saw the impact on Mum and how she was struggling. That really affected him. One day, he suggested we looked into care homes. Dad picked out some he saw online. I looked at their CQC rating and then drew up a shortlist and went to visit them. The one we selected for Dad actually had prior experience of PSP. It's a lovely home and they take good care of him. I was so worried when he first moved in. It's taken quite a bit of adjustment for both him and Mum, but we're at a stage now when it feels normal. For me, it was about retaining as much control over the situation as possible. I really didn't want us to get into crisis mode and then struggle to find a bed. I wanted Dad's move to a home to be planned and well managed. My experience with Dad has made me determined to help raise awareness. Apart from the consultant, no healthcare professional knew about PSP. We'd constantly have to explain his symptoms. I really want to become an education volunteer and help educate people on how complex and varied PSP is. I also want to highlight the lack of support that carers get. Alison's tips for finding a care home. Use websites including CQC, Age UK, Care Home Review to help shortlist possible homes. Visit the homes in person and at different times of the day. Know what type or support and services you want for your loved one. The home we chose had beautiful grounds and a good-sized room. Know your budget in terms of local authority or funding support. Ask your GP for a referral for a continuing healthcare funding assessment. Our district nurse assisted our application after it was initially rejected. It was accepted the second time around with her help. Benefits of the care home. Offers mum respite and is local, so we can visit as often as we like. Caters to Dad's needs, such as providing soft foods, which has reduced his choking incidents and chest infections. Has a nursing floor, which has plenty of staff to help with transfers. Activities which keep Dad engaged.